For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I went over to see The Full Monty, and you had recommended paying attention to the lyricist and composer David Yazbek. Wow, what a talent. What a man with a rhyme.
Isn't that intriguing? And then you realize that you've seen a number of his musicals. UB will be doing Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown coming up. And I recall a day when everyone knew the names of the big Broadway composers, Rodgers and Hammerstein, household names. Everyone in America would know them. Jerry Herman, people would know Betty Comden, Adolph Green, the great lyricists. But now we kind of have to go looking for them. And how was the show?
It was hilarious. The rhymes are very funny. It sounds a lot like rap music. So if your ear is attuned to Hamilton, you're going to love The Full Monty. It moves along very quickly, just
right.
Like Hamilton.
With book by Terrence McNally, this is a show about a group of unemployed steelworkers in Buffalo, New York, who decide to make money by fashioning themselves after the Chippendales dancer. They strip for money. They are ill-suited to the task, and that's the source of the comedy. And along those lines, I went down to New York. I was interested to see the new Joshua Harmon play, which is at Lincoln Center, called Admission, about the efforts of an admission counselor at a small private school to diversify the class. But Joshua Harmon, again, playwright Joshua Harmon, ring a bell? Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Jewish Repertory Theater last year?
Bad Jews, yeah. And also Significant Others.
Last week,
BUA. And he has another show coming up at Lincoln Center. But again, frequently, these things are slow to come to Buffalo. We no longer have a Lort Theater whose job it would be to introduce us to them. The many small theaters around town might do more familiar titles. The Pulitzer Prize announced this week. Martina Majok for her play Cost of Living, which had started at Williamstown, where I try to get to every summer or so, came down to the Manhattan Theater Club, where I try to see as much as possible, did not see this play. Winner of the Pulitzer Prize, and now she will be on everyone's radar.
Well, I hope so. Pulitzer Prize winning plays, they do come to Buffalo occasionally. Just this season, we had Disgraced over at Road Less Travel, that championship season at New Phoenix. So, fingers crossed, hopefully Cost of Living will come along soon enough.
It's about the interactions between abled persons and disabled persons.
So, what else did you see in New York?
Interesting. I chose well. I saw the revival of Bernard Shaw's Saint Joan with Condola Rashad. Intriguing to see Saint Joan on the same day as Joshua Harmon's Admission, to realize how Shavian he is. You'll remember that moment in Significant Other when the two characters just confront each other and argue astutely for several minutes. Very Shavian device, and this is also at the heart of Harmon's new play, Admission.
Now, I thought that was a theater no-no. You know, two heads just going at it, no action, quote-unquote, the plot isn't moving forward. But it works. How does it work?
Well, it's the essence of Bernard Shaw, but it's also a device of Greek old comedy, the Aegon, where two characters would come on and face off. It's an old device. With conflict, the essence of drama, I think that that's bound to happen from time to time. And it's done very entertainingly in both playwrights' work.
Well, how was Miss Rashad as St. Joan?
A beautiful vulnerability. You know, she's this girl with a lot of spunk, but of course we all know that this is not going to end happily, and so they really set you up for the wallop of that. She's a lovely actress. She has more Tony nominations than any actress her age has ever received. I think it's 3. And of course her pedigree as the daughter of Felicia Rashad does not hurt her in the New York theater scene, but she's highly regarded and she's a beautiful Saint Joan. Interestingly, the Saint Joan from the Shaw Festival last summer, I also saw her this weekend in New York. She's in the revival of Travesties. 2 shows I saw this weekend. I had seen the original productions and now I'm seeing the revival. One was Travesties, which was not as wonderful as when I had seen John Wood, who originated the role of Henry Carr. It was kind of a muddle. But the triumph of the weekend, I had seen the original New York production of Edward Albee's 3 Tall Women, and that was a wonderful cast. That was Myra Carter, Marion Seldes, Jordan Baker. But to see this past weekend, Alison Pill, Laurie Metcalf, and Glenda Jackson. That was phenomenal. Just the power of that performance by Glenda Jackson is amazing.
And a quick mention that the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra is once again teaming up with Road Less Traveled Productions. The whole program is called Journey to the New World, and it features a work by a fellow named Peter Boyer, Ellis Island, The Dream of America. And what's interesting is Mr. Boyer went to the Ellis Island Oral History Project. He got a lot of material, and he insisted that this not be performed by an orchestra with speakers, newscasters, etc., as an orchestra. orchestra might often get for a Lincoln portrait. But here he wanted real actors who could put life in it. It's Saturday night at 8 and repeats Sunday afternoon at 2:30 over at Klein Hands Music Hall. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.